The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, something we haven't really had a chance to talk about, but I know it's gotten their attention. Story about the Detroit Tigers offseason that ran in the Free Press earlier this week. And it was a line in this story about Scooble and about how, I mean, we can get to all of it. There was a lot to unpack here, but right-hander Tarek Scooble, the soon-to-be AL Cy Young Award winner and arguably the best pitcher in baseball, is under team control for two more seasons. But before becoming a free agent, the 27-year-old schedule hit the open market after the 2026 season. The Tigers have already tried to extend Scooble's contract. It wasn't a competitive offer. Okay, so that's that line is going to drive people crazy. And I am not saying that it is true or untrue. We did reach out to find out, you know, if that was a, you know, an opinion or if that was, you know, from a source. And the response we got is it is sourced. It is from a source. And more than one source. What I wonder is where the information the sources got came from. Because the agent for Scooble is Scott Boras.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott Boras is known for being the guy that gets the massive contracts. And it feels a lot like something that would come from the agent's camp. And that the agent would tell anybody who would listen that it wasn't a competitive offer. Because the agent is trying to drive up the market. Maybe it wasn't a competitive offer. But at this point, I'm not going to get too worked up about it. I do want them to re-sign Scooble, and I do want them to be more aggressive in free agency this offseason. And Scott Harris, I feel like, tries to lower the expectation with his comments. But I'm going to get more upset when I see what happens, as opposed to getting upset right now. I don't know that it does anybody any good in terms of the real practicality of trying to add veteran talent by going out and saying, we are open for business and we are ready to spend. It feels good for the fans and it feels good in the moment. But if you're really trying to add payroll, I don't know that you necessarily need to advertise it. You call agents and you call players. But when you go public with that, I'm not sure it doesn't drive up your own price.
I don't disagree with that, but I think maybe the counter to that, and part of the problem that people that are against this policy, is that Scott Harris has come out and basically said the same thing he did last year.
I know.
We don't want to block young players that they're probably not going to be, well, I don't know if he said it or this is just what's been hashed out, that they don't think that they're going to be offering long-term contracts to free agents. And that they're going to do more. The thought is they're going to do a lot of one-year deal things like they've done in the past. And doing that to a team that made the playoffs, won a playoff series, got to the ALDS, was one game away from making it to the ALCS, I think that can rub people the wrong way because they want to see big sweeping changes. But like you, I'm not going to get mad, and I don't get mad until there's a reason to get mad. It's just kind of a philosophy I have with life. I don't worry about things until I have to worry about them. I try to, you know, take precautions and make sure that I'm in the best situation I need to be.
You're fully insured, right? Okay, yeah, I'm just making sure. You're talking about stuff like this in sports.
Yeah, it's. I don't think there's a reason to get worked up until there's a reason to get worked up.
My instinct tells me that the sourcing of all of this goes back to, and it might be repeated sources that are repeating what they heard, but maybe all got it from the same thing. It feels like it's coming from the agent to me.
Well,
if my instinct tells me that's coming from the agent.
I think that anything that is speculated about, whether it's with these two teams in particular, with the Red Wings and the Tigers, I think anything that's speculated about what happens with those teams comes directly from outside sources because inside they are airtight.
Yeah,
they don't let you know anything. They are not going to let it slip who they're talking to or any of this or how negotiations are going. They don't do that. Yzerman keeps it very close to the vest, and same thing with Scott Harris. Neither side is going to let you know. So I agree with you. If there's sourcing going on to find out that the Tigers had made a non-competitive offer to Tarek Skubal, whether it's a low-ball offer, an initial low-ball offer, that I would guess that comes from Scott Boras.
Yep.
Period.
Now, with that said, this statement from Scott Harris, and I'll read the quote from the story again in the Freep, is one that makes you go, are you sure about that, Scott? And that's the following. We're just in a much healthier spot as an organization. We have a lot of opportunity in front of us as opposed to big, glaring holes that we need to address. That youth movement was really fun to watch this year. It's not over. We really like our farm system. We think we have a lot of good young players that are coming. Well, I do think they have glaring holes that they need to address. I don't know how a successful playoff season with a successful first round wild card series and deep into the divisional round, making it to a game five, wouldn't crank up your sense of urgency to add to a team that's already well below payroll. If they are not going to spend, I will be disappointed if they don't spend like kind of significantly here. And yet I would be, I mean, you have to be so damn sure that all your young players are going to hit. And you and I have been paying attention to the Arizona Fall League and what Lorenzo and Briseño are doing is comically good. Like it is insane how good they are, but it's Arizona Fall League.
Yeah. But Briseño is leading the Fall League in almost every offensive category.
Yeah.
Which is unheard of. But those guys are both just got done with single A ball.
Yeah.
Lorenzo made it to West Michigan. Briseño started at Lakeland, got hurt, and then didn't really play again until the Arizona Fall League. So how far away are they? A couple years, more than likely. They're not going to make it in 2025, maybe 2026.
Yeah.
The other guys that are on that same track are McGonigal and Max Clark. That those guys are still a couple years away. So I'm not going to get worked up about it.
Yeah.
The 1 year or 2 year contract for some players makes sense. Look, in terms of the pitching, I'm never a big fan of giving long-term contracts to pitching because the pitchers are just, they're there to get hurt. That the arms are not supposed to do what they do for any length of time. And when you get somebody that's able to do it for 10 years injury free, it's a unicorn. It's just hard to see that happening. I would love to hear that they've got a deal worked out with Tarek Skubal, But at the same time, do I want to commit 8 or 10 years to Tarik Skubal?
Yeah, what do you do if that's the only thing he's going to accept?
And I need more time to think about it than the 5 seconds I got here. But yeah, I mean, that's a tough decision to make. But they've done a great job of identifying pitchers in the last couple of off seasons that they can get on a 1-year deal, and they can turn them into a very useful part. Now maybe, and they've also tried it with a 2-year deal. The Kenta Maeda thing didn't work out last year, but at the end of the year, they found a use for him. Coming out of the bullpen, he was much better, much more effective, and they're going to give him every opportunity to find a rotation spot, and hopefully he's got some things worked out. But they can find a couple pitchers like that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I know that's what one thing they're looking at, but the idea that they don't have a glaring weakness in their lineup is laughable because they don't have right-handed bats. They don't have, I like what Sweeney did last year for the shortstop position, but he wasn't a great hitter by any means. I'm not sure if he's going to be, but he was fine as a defensive player. Should they still look at a shortstop? I would. Should they still look at a third baseman? Did Chase Young do anything last year that made you think that's the guy?
Well, I'm looking at this wording. We have a lot of opportunity in front of us as opposed to big glaring holes that we need to address. It makes me wonder if he's talking about organizationally. They feel like they've got every position taken care of into the future organizationally. But
from that, I would agree.
In the here, if that's what he meant there, in the here and the now.
For the big league club.
Yeah.
Which is what matters.
Come on, man. I'm not mad yet.
No, not going to get mad.
They're not making big promises.
But when, you see the guys starting, once they start signing, if Santander signs elsewhere, Alex Bregman signs elsewhere, Willie Adames signs elsewhere, you start seeing these guys going. And I think the wild card in this whole thing with Scott Harris, because it's been mentioned more than once, is trade.
Yeah.
Because they have prospects now. Will they be willing to part with a prospect to land some player that is either in the midst of a big contract or ready to sign a big contract, however it's going to work, somebody they think that they can be on this team for the next 5 years, is that worthy of making a trade? I think that's a wild card in this whole.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.